Finally today, Eurovision. The name itself means little to us Americans. Since 1956, Eurovision has been Europe's premier pop music song contest. It's kind of a cross between American Idol and the Olympics. Like Idol, it's got legions of fans who don't always admit they're fans. Yeah, you know who you are. And like the Olympics, singers enter Eurovision not as individual performers, but as representatives from their countries. Here's the weird thing about Eurovision. Officially, this showdown of national pride actually bans songs with political lyrics. But the truth is, there's always been a political overtone to the contest, even when the songs weren't political. Portugal's entry at Eurovision in 1974 was this song, a Depois de Adeus, or And After Goodbye. A month after Eurovision, rebel soldiers in Portugal used the tune as their secret code on the radio to launch a coup against the government. 6 hours after these notes came over Portuguese radio sets, the Carnation Revolution had replaced dictatorship with democracy. And to think it all started at Eurovision. This year's contest in Moscow, which concludes tomorrow night, offers some equally, not to mention catchy, political subplots. The biggest of these stories began last year.
Russia says its troops have been involved in fierce clashes with Georgian forces in the Georgian breakaway region of South Ossetia. Russia, which backs the separatists...
In August, you'll recall, Russia and Georgia went to war over disputed territories. What is not in dispute is that Russia and Georgia, never bosom buddies, really disliked each other after that conflict. So Georgia considered pulling out of Eurovision 2009 in Moscow. But then Georgia decided it would go to Eurovision with the disco inferno inspired We Don't Wanna Put In. We don't want to put in. Putin. Get it? Russia told Georgia to rewrite its song or stay away from Eurovision. The European Broadcasting Union, which runs Eurovision, backed Russia in the fight. The Georgians have stayed home. Although this weekend, Stefan and 3G, the singers behind We Don't Want to Put In, will sing anyway at an open-air concert in the Georgian capital. It's called Tbilisi Open Air, but the Georgians have renamed it Altervision. Here's another political story that's been grabbing headlines in Moscow this week. There you hear lyrics first in Hebrew, then English, and finally Arabic. This Kumbaya moment brought to you by the Israeli entrants at Eurovision 09. The song is There Must Be Another Way, still in contention for tomorrow night's final. The singers are Mira, Awad, and Noah, Arab and Jewish Israelis, respectively. Yes, you don't technically have to be European to enter Eurovision, just a member of the European Broadcasting Union, which Israel is. Noah and Mira say don't underestimate the power of Eurovision to bring peace. Here's Noah.
We have a tendency to mitigate all of these little symbolic events, to mitigate their power, to say, oh, this is insignificant, this won't make a change. So let's just all go home and continue hating each other and killing each other and continuing this horrible, vicious cycle of violence. I don't believe in that.
And here's her singing partner, Mira.
I believe in stepping out and saying, I am here, I'm reaching out my hand, will you grab it or will you shoot at me? And this is what my friend Noah does. She grabs my hand, I grab hers. Maybe we're two individuals inside of all these millions of people fighting, but we're two individuals raising a voice that I do believe is the majority of voices in our region that is not heard.
There Must Be Another Way is overtly political, but neither Russia nor the EBU seem to have a problem with it. Now, the people who have a problem with the song are, you guessed it, back in the Middle East. The hardline Jews don't want to think of their country as a place that admires a Jew and an Arab who sing together, and some Arabs, like Palestinian actor Giuliano Merkamis, believe Mira Awad is a pawn of Israel.
Actually, Mira was sent to the Eurovision to present some kind of coexistence between the Jews and Arabs, to show the world how liberal and democratic Israel is. to show the world that Arabs living in equality and freedom in Israel. And here is this the proof, because she now appearing in the Eurovision with the Israeli Jewish singer. Actually, what's happening on the ground is exactly the opposite.
Considering Eurovision forbids political content in the song entries, it remains, curiously, one of the best barometers of political drama in Europe, and apparently other parts of the world too. But musically, many critics say the contest gets more frivolous every year. Benny Andersson of ABBA, whose song Waterloo won Eurovision in 1974, says these days he refuses to watch Eurovision. Mr. Andersson said this week that Eurovision means nothing for music. Maybe. As cheesy as it gets, though, the show keeps getting great audience numbers on TV. And that's what the Eurovision organizers and the host countries seem to feel is most important. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. You can join us online at theworld.org. Have a great weekend.